Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Belwin Properties is die grootste ontwikkelaar van deeltitelontwikkelings in Suid-Afrika. Nou die groep het in 1996 begin sake doen en vandag het dit reeds meer as 70 hoëdigtheid ontwikkelings in Gauteng, die Weskaap en KwaZulu-Natal voltooi. Die groep het vandag winsyfers vir die 6 maande tot einde Augustus aangekondig. Die omset was 43% hoër op 1,2 miljard rand en die wesensverdienste of die wins spring met 29% tot 98 miljoen rand. Op die lyn is Jonathan Bigham. Hy is die finansiële hoof van Balwin. Jonathan, thank you so much for your time. This financial performance was pretty good. And what I found interesting in your financial statements is that you attribute it largely to the 50% cut in interest rates during the period. Now, a 50 basis point cut is not that much, but it shows you there is a big correlation between spiking revenues at Balwin and a lower interest rate.
Yeah, absolutely, Ray. Firstly, thanks so much for having me on the line. The macro fundamentals from a Balwin Properties perspective is always key to what we do from a volume perspective. And quite honestly, the interest rate from affordability from our clients is the biggest catalyst or the biggest driver, which translates through the operational side of the business and naturally from income statement. So that 50 bip reduction over the course of the last 6 months certainly drove the recovery from a residential property market side of things, which we naturally benefited from the income statement. From a group perspective, you know, we are optimistic that this isn't the end of the interest rate cutting cycle. Our in-house view, but obviously we're appreciative of the Reserve Bank and the cautionary stance they've taken from, you know, managing inflation, the interest rate side of things. But, you know, our in-house view is that there is scope for continued cost cutting, which again, exactly as you've picked up from results perspective, will continue to stimulate the profitability and the volumes of the group.
Let's talk about the volumes. How many units do you build every year and how many do you sell? And how did your performance in this period compare to, you know, previous years?
The simple answer and the key from liquidity and cash management of the business is we sell as many apartments as we build. And I know that's a silly answer per se, but you know, it really depends again on the macro side of things. We've got capacity and our desire is to build and bring to the market up to 5,000 apartments per year. The record we've done is closer to 3,000 apartments about 2 years ago or so from memory, just before the market fell off quite hard when the interest rates went the other way. We've got the scope to bring about 5,000 apartments a year. And really from our side of things, it's the key to the business and how we manage the cash flows. What we need to do is we need to manage the rate of construction relative to the rate of sale. So there's a market out there. We can develop 3,000 quite comfortably and we're aspirational in the short term to get back to that number from a build to sell perspective. Recently, what we've also done to try and eat through that development pipeline a little bit quicker or from both sides is introducing our rental portfolio. So, you know, that's going to be complementary. It's not going to be competitive to Balwin Properties as the core development side of things, but that certainly will help us to eat through that pipeline a little bit quicker and get closer to those 5,000 apartments a year.
One of the flagship developments is the Blyde Riverwalk Estate in Pretoria. It's the one with the very large lagoon. It looks fantastic on the marketing material. That development is still in its early stages. There are many phases to come. How many of those big developments are you busy with?
Look, we need to balance the big developments. I think, you know, the smaller developments where we can, you know, the group's philosophy is always to try as much as we can to get onto zone service land. It's just quicker. It's better from a margin perspective. It's better from a cash profile perspective. But the reality in the country, particularly from a Gauteng perspective, that land is very, very scarce and quite honestly doesn't really exist. So we need to balance. We can't have too many of those big projects at a point in time. It's just obviously negative from a return profile perspective and from liquidity and a cash lockup side of things. We've got that for Riverwalk in Pretoria, Watswani, I beg your pardon, from Munyaka in Johannesburg is a big project, approximately 5,000 apartments in completion. Also have a beautiful crystal lagoon. If you think it looks nice on the marketing material, I would really encourage you to get out there in person. It looks even better in person. And then finally, Moycliffe Smart City, which really is the big development, you know, the Government Gazette strategic integrated project also in Pretoria East.
You are busy with several developments in Gauteng, and of course there are many problems in Gauteng, service delivery problems ranging from water infrastructure, electricity provision, etc. Do you have problems with the level of service you get from the different metros?
We do struggle a bit from the Gauteng side of things. I think, you know, we try to be part of the solution. Guys who have followed Bourne Properties over the years will remember that, as I just said, you know, Mooikloof Smart City was gazetted as a strategic integrated project. Effectively, what that meant is that there was a commitment from government to put in the social infrastructure requirements. That still hasn't come to fruition. But the last thing we want to do from a commercial business side of things is just sit on vacant land. So, you know, we've started, you know, bravely putting in the infrastructure requirements. We've already handed over a couple hundred apartments in that node. There's a really exciting retail center coming there. There's lining up from the education facility side of things, potential retirement offerings. So there's a lot that we're putting in the ground over there. But certainly, as I said earlier, our desire is to rather get, you know, service land and not be the party responsible for putting the infrastructure in the ground.
But are you doing it now? It seems like you are doing the metro's job.
To a large degree from a Gauteng perspective, but you know, we are working with government stakeholders to solution that on their behalf. So, you know, we had our results earlier. Steve Brooks, the CEO, gave commentary to it. You know, we're working in a kind of tripartite agreement between the Development Bank of South Africa, potentially BRICS Bank, as well as the city of Tshwane. There's a project that exists to put the infrastructure in, and it's just really the implementation of that existing framework.
Just lastly, and I want to return to the development in Pretoria, the Blinder Riverwalk Estate. There is a court case on the go there regarding the decision by the Homeowners Association to ban Airbnb and other short-term rental platforms because it causes some disruption at the development. Of course, you sell many, many units, and I'm sure many people would buy those units as investments to rent out either for during with, you know, long-term leases or through platforms like Airbnb. Have you banned these short-term rental platforms in other developments, or what is your thinking there?
Yeah, the majority of our developers, in terms of the conduct rules, we've banned short-term letting. We don't like short-term letting from a development perspective. And the reason, therefore, is we've always had a family-orientated lifestyle. That's really the ultimate client base that we would like, is families coming into our developments. And unfortunately, from the Airbnb perspective, as you can imagine, with the amenities of the Crystal Lagoon, you know, guys are going in there and having the time of their lives. But it's very difficult from a residence perspective to have that as a next-door neighbor, but depending on who's coming for the weekend and the constant shopping and changing of that. So certainly our stance is quite firm and our stance is quite clear. We have banned Airbnbs on majority of the developments, and that will continue to the future.
And have you had a big kickback?
Yeah, naturally there is a kickback in that regard. I think, you know, going forward where we can, we've learned the lesson. I think, you know, internally we say that the product we gave at the Blight was actually better than what the expectation was. So we've learned that lesson, and we've put the groundwork in place going forward from the commencement of the developments. But naturally at a development like the Blight, where we're trying to reinstate the Airbnb, there's been a kickback from some of the investors.
Jonathan, baie dankie. Dit was Jonathan Bigham, hy is die finansiële hoof van Bulwin.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.